Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, once again, Johnny Keith, and we have another amazing actor for you. These segments were supposed to be for new up-and-coming actors, but this guy is all over the internet. He's got 13, 14 internet movie database credits. He's done some theater, industrials. He has an agent. He lives in Atlanta, Georgia, but he's from Afghanistan. So that should be interesting. But all his credits are within the last year, so he is a newcomer, but he's out there hustling and booking things. So without further ado, I'm gonna let him pronounce his name. So let's give him a call and let's see what he has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hello, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Johnny Keith, how are you doing, man? You still have that radio voice. That's awesome.
So pronounce your first and last name for everyone. I didn't want to slaughter it.
It's Shakib Sikander.
You have a really good look because you can play so many roles. I mean, you could play Indian. You can play Latinx. You can play Arab. I mean, you could just play the regular all-American guy and bodybuilder guy. Your arms are so freaking buff. How'd you get in such good shape?
Good camera angles. Well, I appreciate that, by the way. That kind of made my day. I was pursuing natural bodybuilding at the time when I was like 17 through up only one. You know, the whole bodybuilding lifestyle, just eat, train, then you get on stage and you just pose in your little underwear. My last competition, I came out in second place in Georgia. Just pretty cool. Some gentleman in the audience just gave me his card. Hey, man, you ever thought about doing like Atlanta modeling and talent? And so from there, I kind of caught the acting bug. It made me become an extra for some film.
Right.
I'm like, okay, I don't mind doing this for a little bit. But, you know, I love this stuff that was going behind the scenes. I love how the actors were constantly just in the moment and the characters on it. So I was like, pursue it. After that, I had to go to school. So I'm like, you know, middle eastern parents, you have to go to school to get your degree, you know, stuff like this. So I put that aside, went to school, got a degree in business administration. Very, very, very basic degree because I don't know what I was trying to study in school. So I finally got an agent. I've been with my agent for about a year and a half now. And ever since then, I've been just like trying to work as hard as I can.
Okay, so originally you're from Afghanistan?
Yeah, Kabul, Afghanistan. It's kind of a shocker for a lot of people. When that comes out of my mouth, it's like, oh, wow, that's that country we were talking about all over near that one point. I'm like, yeah, but it's not as bad as you think.
Yeah, because I interviewed somebody from Egypt, another guy from Lebanon, and I put them on one show. It was a lady who was pretty famous in Egypt, actually, and this guy from Lebanon, and that was my number one show. It blows all my other shows away. It was just crazy.
What?
I more than double. When I talked to the guys, oh, yeah, my friend's in Syria, you know, because you think of it differently, you know, if you watch the media here, but it's a little different, but still, it's just regular folks out there trying to make it in life.
Yeah, there's people out there pursuing their dreams.
Yeah. So when did you come over to America and how did you end up in Georgia?
30 years ago, one of my uncles, he's like the first one in the family that came to America. And after he got himself settled, he made his own like Persian rug store, which is now based in the Beverly Hills area.
Nice.
After he got settled, he brought everyone else, which is my mom's brother. You know, we got a little support system. Let's just do our own thing. We just, for some reason, they all came to Georgia.
Wow. That's where the biggest film industry is like right now, it seems like. Everybody in Georgia is out there working. And it seems like I'm doing research on you, and I can't even get past Google on five pages, and you're like on every page. So you're definitely getting your name out there. And then I looked at your internet movie database page, which most people don't have, you know, and I usually get that started for them. You've got 13, 14 credits, and they're all within the last year. How did you get all that work?
Oh, man. I audition a lot. I'm not going to lie. You know how the audition process is. It's like you'd be auditioning 20 times, you'll probably just get like one or two roles, you know? So I just started auditioning like mad crazy. The thing is, I have a lot of flexibility now because it was a small little business I did at the mall. We sell like sunglasses. So it gave me the flexibility to actually attend an audition where most people, like, sometimes they have like a 9-to-5 kind of job, and they're kind of like restricted on that, you know?
I want to hear how you are getting that work. Is it from Actors Access, backstage? Is it somebody local or your agent or all?
Some of them is from my agent. A lot of them is from Actors Access. And every now and then they have a little good little jewel on backstage. But that's mainly where I get most of my information and auditions from. But mainly from Actors Access and my agent.
So Arabic and Persian, are those actually two different languages?
Yes, it is. Arabic is more like the native tongue of like Saudi Arabia, Morocco, Lebanon. Even Egyptian, they speak a little bit of Arabic, yeah. But different dialects.
Can you speak a little of both the two so we can hear the difference?
Yeah. Let's say, for example, like Arabic would be Kaif Hala or Salam Alaikum, Wa Alaikum Salam, Khuda Hafiz.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, your simple regular greetings.
Right.
And then Persian is more like Salam Chaturi, Humi Hamishima Khube. It's more of a little slang.
Right, right, yeah.
It's two different languages, but we have some similar words. But Persian language is kind of influenced by also, like, a little bit of French in it. So when we say thank you, we say merci. Like, you know, merci.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, because my friends, they wrote some dialogue for this movie. We put them in as, like, furniture movers and got in a cop on another one, and they brought in some, like, Dala Hadini La Babalashish. You know?
Oh, they, God.
I was like, what did you just say? And they're like, Shwaya. Yeah, Shwaya Bashish. Yeah, Salam Alaikum. Yeah, so great. So how did you get your talent agency? You already have an agent. How'd you get that?
This will sound very weird. I was spending 1 week looking at this 16-year-old actress on YouTube, and she was showing people on her video vlog how to write cover letters, how to submit an agent. And I'm like, I literally, like, watched her video, and I'm like, wow, I like her content. I applied it, and I don't know how this happened. It worked. I felt kind of corny about it. Yeah, I'm over here watching a little kid's video, but my God, it actually worked. I applied to 3 agencies. One was J. Purvis, one was Houghton, and one was East Coast Talent. 2 of them didn't want me, but then Houghton gave me the chance to audition, and I didn't know that Houghton was really recognized in the East Coast. I was pretty, like, happy about that. I'm like, wow, okay, cool. And then the funny thing about that, 2 months later, I go watch the Avengers movie. After the movie's done, I get up and I see the people from the agency I tried to audition for that never got me. I'm like, hey, what's going on? Hey, you're the Shaquille guy y'all tried to audition for us, right? Yeah, you guys never got me.
Wow, that's pretty good. So 5 years. How old are you now? You're probably like 25, 30?
29. Okay. I'll probably be 30 next year. Oh, boy.
29 and how old? Are you married or are you single?
Well, I was married. I was married for about 6 years.
So when you're like 34, 35, what do you plan to be? Like, where are you going to be living? What do you think your life's going
to
be?
I would love to live in L.A. And I have, like I said, I have family in L.A. But everyone I meet from there, I met other actors that are living here from L.A. They're like, hey, man, it's not worth it. They in Georgia. I'm like, yada, yada, yada. I still want to go out there and try where I want to be, honestly. Honestly, I just want to be in Los Angeles. That's where the meat and potatoes are at. It's more in-person auditions rather than self-tapes. You get to see the casting directors, actually meet them, shake their hand or whatever. I mean, Georgia's great. You know, it's a lot of self-tapes. So I would love to have more in-person, like, communications, interactions. That way you'd be, like, have to have a human contact, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. I do a lot of auditions as well, and you do get to go in. But there are also, you know, a little bit of self-tapes. But the people that are telling you that, oh, it's not worth it, they probably don't look like you. They probably don't have your look. They probably look like, you know, 1,000 other people. I mean, you would still have less competition there in Georgia, but you would probably have more opportunities out here. And you would figure out how to beat the other guys, you know, because you'll be seeing the same people at the audition. Be like, hey, what's up? You're going to get this one? Okay, I'll take this one. You take the other one. You take the next
one. Yeah, I'll take this one for you. I saw your credits as well, by the way. I saw you were like a recurring lifeguard at the Baywatch.
Yeah, that's how I got my SAG card working on Baywatch. When I finally figured out where Los Angeles was in the business, and it took me a couple of years, I was like, wait a minute. I'm on the beach with models getting paid, except I was making $65 a day. That's what the extras were getting paid by SAG. And they were making $250 a day because they were hot girls.
Wow. The way the world works, huh?
Yeah, and every now and then they say, hey, who wants to be a lifeguard today? And so every now and then you'd get kind of like an upgrade. But I did that for like 2 or 3 years, and it was fun. I couldn't believe it. It was like a dream. You know, I was like, I'm getting paid. I haven't done extra work since then. I recently went back and just did some a couple months ago, and now they pay $174 for the same thing.
Where exactly is this?
In Los Angeles, if you get a SAG voucher, a lot of people say, hey, stay non-union, you'll work more. At SAG, you make $174 a day. That's on TV and film. If you're on a commercial, you're making $388 a day as a SAG extra.
Look at that. Look at that. You can make a living off that.
So when did you really start this? Because it seems like all your credits are just the last 2 years.
I started my agent May of 2018.
Okay.
Now we're in December 2019, probably 2020. So almost just a year and a half almost then.
That's good. When do you plan on coming to LA? Are you doing schooling or working or what's your plan, like, say, the next year for acting wise?
There is this reality show I was talking to my agent about. They're actually interested in me, but the thing is, let me ask you this. Do you think reality shows are actually, is it like a bad move for actors? What do you think about that?
I think there's so many people out there trying to, you know, say, hey, look at me, look at me. If you can get out there anyway, do it. I mean, these people who aren't even actors, they're just like personalities, they're influencers, and they're making a lot more money than the actors are making.
The rise of social media, huh? The way it works.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, something that goes your way, you know, if it feels right, instead of just passing, because, you know, before you know it, you're going to be 35. You're going to be 40. It's going to go by fast.
I know.
You know, opportunities, you need to take advantage of them, you know, when they're there, and just realize, hey, I'm here for a reason. And then boom, it'll spring you to the next thing.
I love that mindset. Exactly. That's how it should be.
Hey, so since you're so energetic and a low go-getter, what advice do you have for another person who's trying to pursue this crazy business?
Don't listen to other actors. I'm not even in Georgia. There's a lot of people that are trying to bring other actors down. When you're having a conversation with a regular actor nowadays, you ask them, how are you doing? How's life? How's your girlfriend? Oh, I booked this, I booked that, I booked this, I booked that. I'm like, hey, I'm just asking about how you're doing. Not about what you're booking. You know, just like go with your gut instinct. I mean, that, I feel like for other actors that are coming up, go with your gut instinct. Do what they tell you that you can't. Like, if, even if your agent disagrees with a role, still do it anyway. Because there's probably a little bit of magic in you that can make that role work. Take classes, always take classes. You know, keep that skill sharp. Kind of like going to the gym. You got to have that muscle memory. Be alert for scammers out there. Believe it or not, I did get scammed at one point when I first pursued acting. I got scammed $3,000 and that dude disappeared.
Wow. Yeah, that's actually good advice. Actually, that's two good advices. Don't talk to other actors. Famous casting director named Gary Schaefer, he's now passed. He's always said actors should not be allowed to talk to other actors. And I'm like, that makes a lot of sense.
Especially in auditions. If you're in an audition room, my God, there's so many people that want to talk to each other. I'm like, oh,
I know, because, yeah, you can't. You know, and they try to psych you out and mess you up before you go in.
Oh, my gosh, you know it.
I was at the Beverly Hills Playhouse for 2 years, and I love the work. It was my whole life, you know, but then I would never just go hang out with the actors afterwards because they wait for someone to take a breath, and then they jump in, and it's just me, and I'm just like, wow. It's competitive. It's just, I don't think it's good. You know, I think you need to have something like my wife. She'll dabble in the business a little bit, but mainly, she's, let's just say I wouldn't be able to do anything without her, man. Just had our 20-year anniversary and went to Hawaii. It was pretty nice.
20 years. Wow, congratulations. That's a beautiful thing, man. People don't talk about marriages. Like, I feel like marriages should be publicized even in news. Like, hey, what can we do to make marriages better? What can we do to actually lower the divorce rate nowadays? You know, it's a beautiful union. I'm happy for you. That's good.
It's tough with all the media distractions, and there's so many opportunities out there. Back in the day, I mean, you could never meet someone unless it was your brother's friend or your sister's friend. Now, oh my God, you meet anybody all over the world. I talked to this college girl. I knew her since she was growing up, and I said, hey, how was college? She goes, I was all right. I go, what about the guy? She goes, no boyfriends. I go, why? He goes, because in 5 minutes, they can swipe left or right and get another girl in like 2 seconds. And I went, wow, pretty interesting. So wrapping up, so if somebody wanted to find out more information about you, where would they go online?
Oh, yes. If you want to have more information about me, you can always visit my Instagram page at The Only Shakib.
So I'm going to spell that. It's The Only Shakib.
Yeah, T-H-E. Only Shakib. S-H-E-K-E-B.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, getting there and follow him. Let's pump him up to 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 followers.
That'd be awesome. Get a little blue tick. That'd be awesome.
All right. So basically, Instagram's probably the best page, but I see you got a Facebook page as well.
Yeah.
We'll just say Instagram. All right. So, and I'll put a link to that in the description. All right. So wrapping up here, is there anything else you'd like to say before we go?
I appreciate your idea with this podcast. You're doing a really damn good job. I've checked out some of the other episodes. The fact that you actually help another actor, and you're an actor yourself, writer, producer, stunt, all that stuff, you can always help out others. You're going to be winning yourself, regardless of one thing. You know, like, it's a beautiful thing to do. I really appreciate you for making this podcast.
Thank you so much. Have an awesome day, and we'll talk at you later.
I appreciate it, man. You have a great day yourself, man.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. That is Shakib Sikander, The Only Shakib. S-H-E-K-E-B on Instagram, The Only Shakib. All around nice guy. Great energy. He's another actor who's out there doing it in Atlanta, Georgia, and he's getting work. When he gets to LA, look out. The Only Shakib has arrived in Los Angeles, and you're going to have to step aside because he's going to the front of the line. All right, up next. Up next on Actors 2020 Podcast is a young actress, very, very positive. She was supposed to be this episode, but there's so much there. I just don't know what to cut. There's so much information. I may have to just add an extra 5 minutes. I would hate to cut her off, but she's coming up next. Her name is Pascal Leftowitz. She's a very uplifting, positive person, so I may leave that extra 5 minutes in because it's so good. We'll see what happens next week. We also have an update on young Sophia. Sophia with a T. The amazing 4-year-old who's like a little protege of Actors 2020 Podcast. Her mom knows nothing about the business, but now they're getting there. They're getting to be little professionals now. We took Sophia on her first audition. Her mom went in with her and she practiced and practiced. She was doing really good, but for some reason she got a little stage fright. She clammed up. Her mom seemed to be a little bit disappointed, and I kept saying, it's just her first one, get it out of the way. So she got another audition with twice as much dialogue for a 4-year-old, and she went in there and she killed it. Hopefully she'll get a call back. So that's the update for Sophia. So I think what we're going to do next with her is we're going to pay the $35 and use something called Talent Link on Actors Access. I'm going to recommend that to her mother. She most likely will do it, and then we'll give you an update to see if she got an agent, how she got an agent, and if it was worth the $35. So for now, we're going to go ahead and play a little bit of Marnine Field's song again. She's going to debut on the Actors 15 Minutes podcast. She's going to be the first guest on season 3. It will be simulcast right here on Actors 2020 podcast. So why don't we listen to a little bit more of her amazing song that fits so perfectly with season 3.
Just follow your heart, girl. Remember you're special. There is only one like you, you'll see. Go and audition. Think of Goldie Hawn and Bette Midler's rendition. I'm singing, I'm dancing, I know I'll land this part. I've studied Shakespeare, Chekhov.
Marnine Fields, Friday, January 3rd on Actors15Minutes.com. It'll be hashtag Friday Motivation every single Friday. Actors 15 Minutes podcast is going to release an episode of a working actor to give you your Friday motivation. And then on Monday, every single Monday, the same episodes will be released on Actors 2020 podcast for your Monday motivation. Every week, one new actor, 15 minutes, you're in, you're out, you're motivated on Friday. You missed it, we're going to motivate you on Monday. We're going to do it all through the year in 2012. And remember, wherever you're listening to this, be sure to like, share, download, embed, leave a comment, and a review. We would really, really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Actors 2020 podcast. I'm Johnny Keith, your host. Now we're going to end this episode like we end every episode with something called The Lesson. Because life is a bitch. Gee, really? Why don't you tell me something I don't already know? Because everywhere I go, people tell me what to do. Hey, go to church, go to school, you treat me like a fool. Now, I don't need religion, culture, class. You don't like that fact? Well, you can kiss my ass. Yeah, I'm white and I rap. You got a problem with that? Loosen up and don't be so uptight. Take it easy, E. We got the whole night. Yes, I'm psyched. I'm ready to get the show on the road. I don't want to stop because I just might explode. I'll tell you what, home slice. I'm twice as nice than any bad boy rapper called Vanilla Ice. My lesson, yeah, it's hip. In case you didn't know what, I'm here to inform you, I'm better than snow. I don't moonwalk or dunk like these Michael J's, but I can hold my own. You hear what I say? Now listen, learn, cause here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down, JK is gonna take you for a ride uptown. Yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. Now when it comes to pot, crack, tweak, or blow, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up the booty, cause they'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the hell does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a five line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello? I'm cast in a pilot. My life spun out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to hell with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yeah, final
one lesson here, of course it's number three. Now remember, I'm an actor, to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games. Now I'm kicking ass and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, that was a long, hard crawl. But it was all worth it. I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there when I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. You can be like me, enjoying fame and fortune. Boom. That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Peace out.
Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye.